Well, joining us right now on the For Whom the Cowbell Tolls radio show is Sally Zahner, the winner, the selected finalist for the Mississippi State blog For Whom the Cowbell Tolls in the Hyundai Fanthropology Challenge. Easier for them to say than for me to say, Sally, but glad to have you on with us talking about your fandom at Mississippi State.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Sally, we got to talking and reading your post, the one we picked to decide to make you our finalist, and how did you escape the evil clutches of Alabama with a family that was such big Alabama fans? Tell us a little bit about what that was like growing up.
Well, my mom's side of the family is from South Alabama. My dad's side of the family is from Huntsville. So I was doomed from the beginning, I guess you could say. And they have a joke that when you're born here, you either pick Alabama or Auburn or one will be assigned to you. And they're pretty serious about it. My dad's an engineer. We ended up moving to Mississippi. I grew up in Meridian, and I guess that was how I escaped, narrowly. But when I was in high school and I started looking at schools, I actually went through the process of visiting schools, and I'm an architect, so I was looking at architecture schools. I actually visited Auburn, Mississippi State, and LSU. And knew right away when I stepped foot on campus that MSU was the school for me. So it was as simple as that. Of course, they give me a really hard time when I come home to visit, but, you know, I buck up and take it.
I'm sure they do. Well, tell us, so were you a Mississippi State fan before you went on to campus? Had you had any kind of, looking up north on Highway 45 as opposed out to the east on Interstate 20? Or was that kind of your first real time with Mississippi State?
I had a lot of friends growing up in Meridian. You're pretty close to a lot of schools, and there's a big contingent of State fans, Ole Miss fans, and Alabama fans there in town. But when I was visiting schools, I went to Auburn, and I just did not get, it's a great school, it's nice, but I just did not get the reception that I got at Mississippi State. As soon as I stepped on campus, it was, hey, you going to be coming here next year? Hey, can I show you around? Like, very friendly, almost like family right away. And I love the small town atmosphere. So, and that was my junior year of high school. So I think from then I knew right away, and then, hoped that I got in and could do the program I set out to do.
Well, that is pretty awesome. So you made it, you escaped the clutches, made it to Mississippi State, even though your dad, I think he says, a diehard Bear Bryant fan, your mom loving Nick Saban. How well did that go over? It may have been while you were at school there, actually, when Sylvester Croom and the Bulldogs knocked off Nick Saban in his first year at Alabama. How much grief did you give mom about that one?
Oh, let's just say Thanksgiving was a sweet, sweet experience that year to be able to come and rub that in their faces. Because, this year I'm in Alabama right now, and especially after that game in Tuscaloosa a few weeks ago, I'm going to have to grin and bear it. It's going to be tough. So anytime I get the chance to hold my head up high around these guys, it's good.
Do you think it's just that maybe deep down inside, Mississippi State folks are just maybe a little bit better people than Alabama fans?
I think so. I think there's a real loyalty there, and I think it's because it's not always easy to be a Mississippi State fan, that it runs a little deeper, I guess I would say.
Interesting you bring up that loyalty card, because I believe you were at Mississippi State during the Sylvester Croom era. Am I right?
That's correct.
So you had to be a pretty loyal fan. You think about some of the losses there. I think everybody remembers the main loss, but some good moments. The win over Florida, the Liberty Bowl victory. What do you think it is? Where does that loyalty come from Mississippi State fans to sit there and say, hey, we can endure several years of this before getting back on a winning track?
I think it's because, unlike a lot of schools, when you're in Mississippi State, it's more like family. And then a bandwagon in some cases, and especially being an alumni, being on campus, even with the losses, it's, hey, we're in this together. it's all right, you know. let's leave and go, you know, have a party, forget about it, and next week it might be better. So there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. We spent many years looking towards next week.
Unfortunately.
You know, were you at the Maine game or the Florida game, or was that a little bit before you got to Mississippi State?
The Maine game, I was on my way back from an architecture school field trip. They had this nasty habit of scheduling trips when we had football games.
Ooh.
So we got off the plane and thought, you know, we were all angry about missing the game. And then when we got home, we said, oh, kind of glad we weren't there to witness that.
Yeah, I saw that from the end zone. Not very fun, I can tell you.
Ooh,
that. So,
ooh.
Who in the architecture program thinks it's a good idea to go to trips during football games?
I don't know. You know, we have a love-hate relationship. You know, the architecture school is right across the street from the stadium. And before my time, they used to go up on the roof and watch the games. And then, you know, they got in trouble for that. So there's always been squabbles with the parking attendants because there's always a group of us that are in the building working, if not during the game, up to the last minute before the game, and then have to come back after to finish up whatever we're working on. But I was part of the group that said, hey, this can wait, and went to as many football games and basketball games as I could when I was a student.
Absolutely. I guess that's one benefit from all the work you have. I know y'all work hard in the architecture school. I used to drive by on my way to the Sanderson, see the lights on, wondering what the architecture students were thinking. But, yeah, absolutely awesome that that you got to get the sweet parking spaces there. That works out pretty well. Talking about players, you know, you were there in the 2000s. Which players, any Mississippi State players from the past or current players, kind of stand out to you? And it doesn't have to be football. I know you said you went to a lot of basketball games. Who were some of your favorite players to wear the maroon and white?
Well, right now, Tyler Russell is my favorite because I'm also a Meridian High School grad, and I watched him as part of that team win the state championship his senior year in high school in 2008. So I'm very, very proud anytime a Meridian High alum does well at Mississippi State. So I have kind of a special bragging rights when it comes to him. But I have to say Anthony Dixon is a favorite. He was a great player and entertaining on and off the field. And especially that interview after the Kentucky game where he ran for like over 250 yards and, you know, the grinding for my state. I think that will always live on with us.
I cannot tell you how many folks I've talked to that are fans that were there around the same time frame who mentioned that interview, talking about how much they love Anthony Dixon. He was the kind of personality, I guess, that Mississippi State fans, or really football fans, would definitely gravitate towards. So who else makes that list? Anybody off the basketball squad?
Well, you know, Lawrence Roberts, that group was there when we were on campus, and they were a lot of fun to watch. I mean, there's a lot of times when we might not be winning on the football field, but we were winning basketball games, so that, you know, we could take solace in the hump for there for a few years.
Absolutely. The hump was a great place to get to. Sometimes we were ready for basketball season. Now, Sally, I know you're down on the Gulf Coast, so It's a trip. I live on the coast myself. It's a trip to get up to Starkville for football games. But you make it to a bunch of them. Tell me about that. What's the typical weekend? Any special traditions, game day superstitions y'all have to get ready for the Mississippi State football game?
Well, we're Bulldog Club members, and every year we say, okay, maybe we're not going to go to all the games this year. Let's pick the ones we want to go to. And then every year, it seems without fail, this year we've been to every single home game. So we just keep making that trip. It just depends on the game time. This year we've had a few early games, and those are the roughest, but you just fuel up on coffee, put on the flags, and get on the road. And we like to listen to ESPN radio and Bulldog Sports Radio, and have the pump up music going, and our tradition is to try to hit the veranda actually either before or after the game. And we won so many games after we ordered the cheese sticks that it's like, we don't even like them anymore, but we have to keep eating them.
Terrible. I have to come up with an excuse to eat the cheese sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely great stuff. My co-host Joe Abson on the Daily Grind on Boston Sports Radio absolutely hates the 11 o'clock kicks and have to back him off the ledge every time we've got one. You know, we talked about this a little bit at the top, and I kind of want to go back to it. I think it's interesting. You grew up in a situation to easily become a bandwagon Bama fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You talked about Mississippi State fans. There's a lot more loyalty, smaller fan base, a lot more loyalty. What kept you off that bandwagon? What kept you from becoming an Alabama fan?
Well, I have a lot of my family's really split down the middle, Alabama and Auburn. My dad was on campus at Alabama when the Bear was coaching. So there's a lot of diehard fandom there. But I don't know. I don't get it the way they do, I guess. I mean, I went to Mississippi State, was on campus there, experienced being a college student there, and I think that you can't trade that for winning some games. I mean, I don't think I could be a fan just because they're winning right now. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're a great team. I have some good friends and lots of family that cheer for them and are alumni. But I think it's got to run deeper than that. It's, you know, Mississippi State is family to me, win or lose.
Absolutely. No sidewalk fandom here. We're talking Hyundai Fanthropology Challenge, trying to send you to the game, the big game that you want to go to. Sally, tell us a little bit about your thoughts, where Mississippi State is now under Dan Mullen, as opposed to where you were in school under Sylvester Croom. How fun has that been, and what's your thoughts about the transformation Dan Mullen's made in Starkville?
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, I love how much the fandom, the alumni, and everybody around the program has really just embraced this new direction. And we were actually driving here on the way back from Starkville from the Arkansas game and talking about how impressed we were, what a good senior day it was, and, you know, how so many players had such great games, and how, you know, invested and behind the team everybody's been. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, we expect 9 and 10 win seasons. You know, the beginning of the season to go 7-0, and we went to Tuscaloosa for that game, and on the way there, I mean, in my mind, I thought, hey, we could win this. It wasn't, hey, let's go and watch the Bulldogs lose. It was, hey, let's go watch the Bulldogs fight. I think that the expectations and mentality of everyone has changed, and I like that. I'm very happy with, you know, 9, 10 wins, hopefully more every year. And I don't want to add any pressure to Coach Mullen, but hey, we like it. We expect it. Let's keep going.
Yeah, winning is it's pretty fun. What Mississippi State game that you attended stands out the most to you? Maybe your favorite game that you ever went to go watch the Bulldogs play?
Oh, it's hands down has got to be the Arkansas game 2 years ago, the last time we played them at home and went into double overtime. I think everyone in our section was standing on their seat, cowbell in the air. No one could hear anything when we walked out of the stadium. And it was the kind of game that, even though we didn't win, we walked out of the stadium, and on the way to the car, we were talking to everyone around us, even the Arkansas fans, about what a great game that was. That was the best college football game we had witnessed in a very long time. And even though we didn't win, it was a great experience. It was awesome. No animosity going into the car that night.
Absolutely. That's one of the best games that's been played in Starkville in quite some time, especially from just a close and competitive game there. Lots of fun there. Well, Sally, I got one question I've got to ask you. I think you said, did you say you met your husband at Mississippi State? Is that right?
I did. I married another architect.
And I guess if y'all could make it through the Croom era, you figured you could get through anything, huh?
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely right there. Well, Sally, thanks so much for taking some time out. You got to tell us, what game are you hoping to go to when you win this Fanthropology Challenge here?
Well, I don't know. What bowl game do you think the Bulldogs will be playing in this year?
That's going to be a good question. What do you think? I think they're going to the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I think Clemson's going to get that ACC bid, and they're not going to send South Carolina for a rematch. So.
I know. That's what we're thinking. So a trip to Atlanta would be nice. I'll take it.
That would be fantastic. Well, Sally, thanks so much for taking some time out to come up here on the radio with us on the For Whom the Cowbell Tolls radio show. And hopefully around Thanksgiving Day, somewhere right around there, we'll be saying that you and Hyundai have that you're the champion of the Fanthropology Challenge there, sponsored by Hyundai.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.